next item is Fillmore Revised Multifamily Site Plan, Rehoboth Avenue.
On this project, I previously provided you a copy of the site plan. We're passing down a revised one, which corrects a typographical error. Everything else is the same. This is a revised site plan for 11 single-family detached condominium units located on 1.62 acres. The site zone C1. The commission originally approved 19 units on August 12th of 2004. The staff approved a revised plan for 13 units on October 13th of 05. As I stated, there are 11 units that are located within three 165-foot by 165-foot building envelopes. Now, there's a 40-foot building separation between the envelopes. Front yard setbacks along Rehoboth Avenue, Washington Street, and Atlantic Avenue are 14 feet. That's in compliance with Section 115-182 of the Zoning Code, which allows for a front yard average of existing homes in the area. The side and rear yard setbacks are 10 feet unless they're located on the corner, which is 15 feet. The project's not located in a flood zone. There's no wetlands on the site. The city of Rehoboth will provide water. Sussex County would provide central sewer. If you grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals. And as I stated, I provided you with a site plan previously.
And Mr. Abbott, if I'm reading the site plans correctly, it appears as though the properties that are adjoining Rehoboth Avenue are the entrances through Washington Street?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm just curious, how do they hook the downspouts?
How does that work?
Is this your friend? How do they do that?
Mr. Key, if you would please come up and see Mr. Ross has a question for you, but we need to introduce yourself before you start answering.
Yes, it's Frank Key with Solutions Integrated Planning, Engineering, and Management. Your question was, what do they do with
it? It says the downspout and yard inlets shall be connected to the stormwater management.
Right.
And I'm just not familiar with how that happens.
Yeah, they bring the downspouts down, collect the water, put it in a boot, and then underground it to the stormwater management system. The stormwater management system for this project already exists. This project was started and then stopped. So that we're reusing the actual underground sand filters and so forth. So they're just going to collect them together and plug them in.
That are these infiltration beds.
Correct.
Which of them, one of these lines apart, indicate those? And, I'm just trying to educate myself. I hate to be so ignorant. I just don't understand. So here's the beds, and here's these black lines that come around? And
no, those black lines that are coming around are sewer and water connections.
Uh-huh.
The actual connections depend on the roof that's being built.
They're not really shown.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, if you think of the downspout on a house from the gutters,
right.
They just come down, go into one of those corrugated boots, and then probably to hard pipe after that, and under they go.
Okay. Thank you for educating me,
sir.
I just have one question, Frank. This has nothing to do with the plan, but it's been there for a while. I know, you know, you hear people talking about what's going on. Do you know what the plans are for in terms of when they're going to start work on it? And you may not know. I don't.
Well, what I can tell you is that the.
I don't want to put you in a corner, and if you don't know, just say you don't know, but I'm just curious.
Well, I don't know their specific start dates, things like that, but I do know that there is a builder that's on tap to build. A lot of the infrastructure is in. The stormwater management is in. Some of it has to be removed, but the rest of it can be reused, and we've already had conversations with the conservation district about it because it's been a mess for a while. Some of the sewer laterals and water ties are going to have to be moved around a little bit, but the impervious surface is less and all that, so it works like it is. They can clean it up and start as soon as we have the appropriate permits to follow this.
Sure.
And I would imagine that they would start as quickly as they could, but I don't have specific dates.
If you knew that. No, well, it's just been one of those that you hear, you know, because it's on the entrance to Rehoboth, and I know, you know,
right.
when I'm at meetings for with Rehoboth stuff, they're asking about it, you know, and it comes up in conversations. That's why I just was curious.
Right. If you recall, there was a Caldera project. It was sold to another gentleman. They started the project, basically had an issue with the stormwater management system. It got resolved, but it caused a fight between the contractor and the owner. And rather than just resolving the issue, they fought about it until the economy fell apart. And then they waited and waited, and finally it went back to the bank. And so it's been contracted to be sold out of the bank.
Like I said, that didn't have any bearing on anything. It just, you know, interesting.
I was curious about Marty's question. So all your gutters are going to have leak guards, right?
Yes. They will now.
Because isn't that system real?
Yeah, we almost has to because we get the system to work right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The good news is that the stormwater system that's out there, we went and had a look at it, and it has, the lids are on it, and it has, it's almost like tar paper-like filter cloth underneath the lids. So it's been kept in good shape all this time, despite the nonsense.
Well, that's the site where the big, everybody big wondered what the big hole was.
That's right.
Like underground parking or something. Nobody knew what it was.
All those cells are in the ground. All they have to be is connected to the outfall.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Well, Mr. Chairman, since there's going to be leaf gutters on there, my motion for the Fillmore revised multifamily site plan on Rehoboth Avenue is approval.
I'll second that motion.
Moved and seconded to approve a revised multifamily site plan on Rehoboth Avenue called the Fillmore. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Echelon Design.